The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Indiana High School Girls Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI. From Lawrenceburg on this Tuesday, December the 5th, I'm Bryce Kendrick along with Jim Williams, getting ready to bring you an EIAC matchup between the visiting Batesville Lady Bulldogs and the host Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers. Tonight's game is brought to you by Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Garings, Ikeson's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana, REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, Margaret Mary Health, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees. Jim and I will be back to talk about tonight's game after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Ivy Tech Community College has your game plan for a winning future. From short-term certificates to associate degrees, Ivy Tech offers more than 30 programs in high-wage, high-demand careers, including advanced manufacturing, business, healthcare, and information technology, flexible class options, frozen tuition, career coaching, and employer connections are all offered at the Lawrenceburg and Batesville locations. For more information, email r11express at ivytech.edu.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
From the extreme southeast corner of the Hoosier State in Dearborn County, I'm Bryce Kendrick. Welcome again to Indiana High School Girls Basketball on WRBI for Batesville at Lawrenceburg. And for the second time in as many broadcasts for me, it is a pleasure to welcome somebody new to the WRBI airwaves. He is the station's new sports director, Jim Williams. Good evening, Jim.
Good evening, Bryce. Glad to be with you here in Lawrenceburg.
It is a pleasure to have you here. We've had a chance to converse a little bit while the JV game was going on, and tell folks where you were and how in the heck you got here.
Well, I was most recently in Aspen, Colorado, and have worked with a good friend and owner of WRBI, Ben Lee, about 15 years ago or so when I was a talk host and he was a country DJ in Bloomington, Illinois.
Right.
And he's grown into a big-time station owner, and I just kept doing more news and sports after being a talk host, and he felt he needed somebody, and so gave me a call, so here I am.
Here you are. Welcome aboard. It's great to work
with
you.
Thanks so much.
I look forward to working with you many, many times in the future.
You too, Bryce.
Thank you very much. Well, last week, Lindsay Nobby did her first broadcast with me, and she was treated to a really nice game. I hope you'll get to enjoy the very same tonight. So, Jim, let's take a look at these two teams, starting first with visiting Batesville.
All right, Bryce. Well, Coach Mitchell Taylor's Bulldogs are 5-4 overall so far, and 1-0 in the EIAC. It's been pretty up and down for them so far, though. Batesville started 3-1, but since then they're 2-3. The team's only conference game on the 25th of last month at the Dog Pound, Batesville beat Connersville 45-37. Unfortunately, though, the Dogs lost this past Saturday at home to Shelbyville 39-18. The Dogs are averaging 43 points a game, but they're also giving up 40.
Well, what about host Lawrenceburg?
Well, Coach Zane White's Tigers are 3-4 overall, 0-1 in the league in EIAC. LHS wins and losses have come in chunks this season. Mm-hmm. Lawrenceburg started winless at 0-3, but since then, they've improved. They won three of their last four games.
Yep.
Only loss in that four-game stretch, a 7-point conference defeat on this floor to Franklin County on the 22nd of November. The Tigers played twice last week. They won both those games. One across the river at Lloyd Memorial, 52-42 Wednesday. Then they downed Richmond at home, 48-37 last Friday. Tigers are both scoring and allowing an average of 48 points per game so far this season. They're dead even with each other.
Yes, they are. Thank you very much, Jim. After this 1 minute timeout, we'll hear from tonight's two coaches. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back here in Lawrenceburg, we continue in the WRBI pregame show, a conference matchup in the EIAC, Lawrenceburg battling Batesville. Mitchell Taylor in a second here with the Bulldogs joining us in the pregame show. Coach, your team right now is sitting at 5-4, been a little bit of an up-and-down season so far. Tell me a little bit about your last two games with Connersville and Shelbyville.
Yeah, both Saturday games, so we had a full week off between Connersville and Shelbyville. Connersville was a game, their first conference game of the year. We were hosting it. We were hoping to come out and control the game from the start. It was pretty tight early on, and we felt like we pulled away a little bit in the second quarter, and we were just kind of able to hold on and keep our lead for the second half. Connersville, they've beaten some really good teams this year.
Yeah.
And we knew they were going to come in and play really hard, and they've got three really athletic guards that do a lot for them. And our matchups didn't really align well. Like, we might have our mismatches on the offensive end, but they had mismatches on their end as well. So I was really proud of the girls' effort. We came out against Jacksdale the night before, didn't play our best. And they bounced back really quickly with an afternoon game the next day, which isn't easy to do.
Right.
Saturday against Shelbyville, it was one of those games where not a lot went our way. And we kind of let early mistakes dictate the way we played the rest of the game. We've had a lot of conversations this week, Saturday after the game and yesterday, just about how, you know, the first few possessions didn't dictate how we play the rest of the game.
Right.
And it surprised me because this group's been really resilient, including last year. A lot of girls returned from last year. But one thing that I'm hopeful about is, you know, every loss we've had this year, we bounce back with a win, but we're hoping to do the same thing tonight.
Well, you're taking on a Lawrenceburg team. This will be your second conference game of the season. Of course, when you're in a single round robin, as the EIAC is now, every game means a lot. So what's it going to take for you guys to pick up your second conference win tonight?
Yeah, I think, kind of like I said about Connersville, Lawrenceburg's in a spot where they've got a lot of really skilled guards. And we've really got to take care of defending on the perimeter and keeping them off the offensive rebounds. We felt like, from what we've seen on film, they have a lot created from those offensive rebounds, whether it's kick-out threes or fouls around the basket that lead to free throw opportunities. And if we can take care of those two things, I like where we'd be, but we know this is a tough team, this is a tough place to play. And hopefully, I really try to get our girls to focus on what we can control. You know, I feel like when we haven't played well, we are thinking too much about the result rather than just focusing on possession by possession. So that's something that we're focusing on and talking about a lot. Hopefully, we can come in and play that with them.
All right, Coach Gurley, appreciate your time. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Chris.
Mitchell Taylor, head coach of the Batesville Lady Bulldogs, back with more of the pregame show after this 1 minute timeout on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen-printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. For over a century, JC Bank has offered banking, investments, and trust services to South Central Indiana. And there's exciting news for Decatur County. JC Bank is opening soon in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street. Whether you need a high-interest savings account or a mortgage, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back, everyone, to Lawrenceburg High School, getting ready for an EIAC girls basketball matchup tonight between the visiting Batesville Lady Bulldogs and the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers. Lady Tiger head coach in his 11th season, Zane White, joining us in the pregame show. And, Coach, a little bit of a different look for this team from the last time that we had a chance to talk to you. You had some people out due to injury. Since then, you've won three of your last four. How much is it because you have bodies back? How much is it because of general improvement?
Probably a little bit of that. I go 50-50. Having everybody back is probably, you know, a bigger thing for us than having everybody back is a byproduct of our improvement, I would say. So, you know, we're not super deep, so when we lose a few of our kids and some of the kids we rely on, we got to dive down deep with kids that don't have a lot of experience. But, you know, we're proud of the kids for stepping up and doing some things that maybe they weren't always really comfortable doing.
Best thing you've seen out of your team in the two wins over Lloyd and Richmond?
A little more consistency on the offensive end. I feel like defensively we've played more man because we're a little more normal with our lineups, and I think we're a little undersized. So I think the defensive end being able to match up, which is just what we've done since I've been here. We played a lot more zone, and I don't think we were comfortable with that. So I think that consistency with being, you know, the team that we had hoped to be from the summer and offseason like that.
Taking on Batesville, this will be your second conference game of the season. You dropped your opener to Franklin County. What will it take to beat the Bulldogs and raise that conference record to 500?
Well, I mean, they're going to be a lot bigger than we are, so we're going to have to keep them off the glass. I'm hoping that, you know, we can keep them from running up and down the floor like I've seen them do in a lot of games that, you know, I've been able to scout. So we need to put a little pressure on our guards and not make things easy. I'm hoping that we can, you know, shoot the ball well. If we allow them to sit back in that zone and don't move the ball when they trap and they move around like that, so it could be a long night for us. But we had a good week of practice coming off the last week. A couple days, but I felt like we were able to kind of simulate a little bit of what I think we're going to see, and I liked the way we handled it.
Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thank you, Bryce.
Zane White, head coach of the Lawrenceburg Tigers. We're back with more of the pregame show after the 60-second timeout on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Finding heart problems early can add years to your life and ensure you're healthy for what lies ahead. That's why Margaret Mary Health partners with the Christ Hospital to offer an affordable vascular screening for just $49. This 30-minute screening is recommended if you are 60 and older or over the age of 50 and have risk factors for heart disease. Appointments are available at Margaret Mary's main campus every Tuesday. For an appointment, call 812-933-5602.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup. Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza. 812-933-0333. Ison'sFamilyPizza.com or downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Thank you very much, Sean Heil, and a big thank you also to Mitchell Taylor, head coach of Batesville, and Zane White, the head coach of Lawrenceburg, for their time in our pregame show. These two teams are going to tip off very soon for each club's second conference game of the season. Bulldogs are hoping to go 2-0 in the division. The Tigers looking to draw even at 1-1. And, Jim, what is the history between the two teams? What does the history tell us about these clubs?
Well, Rice, Batesville holds a 23-11 advantage in the series over the last two decades, but Lawrenceburg has enjoyed more recent success with seven straight wins over the Bulldogs, including a 51-44 decision at the Dog Pound last December. Now, Batesville's last win in the series came in the 2018 sectional semifinal. The Bulldogs won 56-50 in that one. Both teams have faced Class 2A opponents North Decatur and South Ripley. Batesville beat both, while Lawrenceburg lost to North but topped South.
Now, Coach Mitchell Taylor. He has 17 wins in his second season at Batesville. And Coach Zane White hit number 150 in his 11th year at Lawrenceburg. Taylor got that milestone victory on Friday at home against Richmond. Both of these teams hovering right around the 500 mark. Neither team is ranked in this week's coaches poll. Looking at the latest Sagarin computer ratings, you know that Jeff Sagarin, the guy from MIT, is a lot smarter than all of us combined. Batesville is ranked 42nd in Class 3A with a rating of 65.3. Lawrenceburg is 49th in 3A with a rating of 62.9. And typically you give that home team about a 3-point buffer playing at home. So essentially, according to the computer rankings, for what those are worth, we're looking statistically at a coin flip here tonight. Well, it looks like we are just about ready for tonight's national anthem. We'll be stepping away momentarily, and when we do so, we'll take a 90-second timeout. And when we come back, Jim Williams is going to give you tonight's starting lineups. But again, we've got Lawrenceburg and Batesville coming up. Batesville 5-4, 1-0 in the EIAC. Lawrenceburg checking in at 3-4. They are 0-1 in the EIAC. This is the first of many games this week here on Country 103.9 WRBI. Coming up on Thursday night, we'll have a girls' game at Franklin County. A girls' game at North Decatur with Franklin County. And then on Friday night, a couple of boys' games. It's Batesville at Lawrenceburg. Yep, the two boys, or the two Bulldog and Tiger programs will meet up again on Friday night on the boys' side. And we'll wrap things up on Saturday with Franklin County at South Ripley. So that's what is just ahead. We're going to send it back to the station at this time again for a 90-second timeout. And those starting lineups for tonight's girls' varsity contest are just ahead. This is the Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI and WRBI Radio.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Big thanks once again to John Heil engineering tonight's broadcast of the Mighty 103.9. And again, a pleasure to be sitting alongside the new sports director for WRBI Radio, Jim Williams. And Jim, let's break in big time. How about giving us tonight's starting lineups?
You bet, Bryce. And for the Batesville Bulldogs, who are 5-4, 1-0 in the EIAC, they'll be going with 5'7 freshman guard Kaylin Kathman wearing number 5 tonight. It will be also 5'11 junior forward number 23 Sophie Gazelle, 5'7 junior guard Marley Obermeyer, 5'11 junior forward Allison Peters, and 5'11 junior center Lydia Haskamp. For the Lawrenceburg Tigers on their home floor, they'll be starting 5'4 sophomore wearing number 1, Brooklyn Craig. 5'4 sophomore number 2, Aubrey Labrazo, will be out there with her as well. 5'9 junior, Natalie Caniga, will be wearing number 5. It will be 5'7 sophomore, Ellie Fox, wearing number 12 at a forward spot. And the other forward will be 5'7 junior, number 23, Cameron Ferreira. A notable size difference, Bryce, for the Batesville Bulldogs.
Yeah, we have not. I saw Lawrenceburg play earlier this season against Oldenburg, and when they played Oldenburg, they were understaffed. Two starters were out of the lineup. I have not seen Batesville play, but, yeah, a great observation regarding the height of Batesville. They certainly have the inside edge. But, you know, sometimes if you don't have the height, you can make it up in heart.
Absolutely. And the three-point line yes. is a good equalizer for many teams.
Well, we'll see how Lawrenceburg chooses to attack Batesville. And again, you know, for Batesville, they're hoping to stay unbeaten in the conference. You know, it's a seven-team conference. Not too long ago, it used to be a double round robin, so you had a chance to see each team twice. So, you know, maybe if you stumbled here or there, you might still be in the hunt at the end. You lose one or two early in this one, Jim, it's over.
Well, absolutely, Bryce. And, you know, in a gym like this that is so designed to be such a den for the Tigers, the Bulldogs might have some work to do here. They don't want to think about coasting into this one. They're going to need to put it to the Tigers to really put it to them.
Yeah, Mitchell Taylor had mentioned in the pregame show he thought that this was a tough place to play, and we'll see how it shakes out. I mean, I think we're in store for a really good game tonight, so let's hope we get it.
Absolutely. Love to see it from our first one in Indiana.
Well, let's give you the fashion report. Batesville coming in with the royal blue jerseys with white numbers, and Lawrenceburg in their home whites with orange numbers trimmed in black. We are sitting in one corner of the facility. The team benches are located directly across from us. Lawrenceburg will be coming at the basket towards us. Batesville will be traveling to the basket away from us. Batesville controls the tip, and this game is underway. Lawrenceburg playing in a man-to-man to open things up. Batesville works the ball inside, and that's a quick two. Nice job on the inside there by Marley Obermeyer, a 5'7 junior, to get the game's first points. And we've got a blocking foul underneath. Dribble drive there by the Tigers, drawing a foul against the Bulldogs here. Jim will check that out for us.
Yeah, it's going to be a block. The first one on Natalie Kniga.
Well, Natalie Kniga will go to the line for the Tigers. Her opposite number.
I apologize.
That's all right. Kaylin Kathman.
Kaylin Kathman.
Picked up the first foul, and Kniga hits the first free throw of the game. She'll try to make the second one, see if she can't lock this thing up 2-2, and she hit those two dead solid perfect. Kniga on the season is hitting 66% from the line on 29 attempts, averaging 10 points a ball game. And Kniga was one of those starters that was out in the game against Oldenburg that we saw about 2-3 weeks ago. 7:28 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 2. Changing that on the drive. Left baseline once again. They have found Marley Obermeyer again on the left side hoop. She has a quick 4 for the Bulldogs, and they lead the Tigers 4-2. Tigers working on the end line. Ball taken away. Caitlin Kathman. Kathman, left-hand dribble. Will take it across the timeline. Picked up by Aubrey Labazo at midcourt. Cross-court pass over near the right elbow to Peters. Peters holds it for a while, drops it off right wing, then a cross-court pass. Look who it is once again. That's Marley Obermeyer. And do they get the Tigers for a block here or a charge? Let's see.
It is going to be the blocking foul.
So Craig picks up the foul there. That'll be her first. Nice inbounds feed and a little soft touch. A little baby hook shot there by the center, Lydia Haskamp. Haskamp for Batesville dropping in two. And it's a 6-2 Batesville advantage with 6:41 to play in quarter number one. Tigers will bounce at baseline. Shot up by Ferreira, and Ferreira hits a six-footer. First field goal of the game for the Tigers. Pulls LHS within two. Batesville the ball up 6-4. 6:26 to play quarter number one. Kathman near center court being hounded by Aubrey Labazo. Obermeyer with a couple quick points. Gives the ball up this time, but actually gave it up out of bounds as Kaylin Kathman could not reel in that pass. Goes out of bounds. That'll be a turnover against the Bulldogs. 6:15 to play quarter number one. Craig on the far side of the floor. Dribble on along the baseline. Nice move there. And a dish out by Ferreira. Opens up a three-point shot on the wing. That was well done, Jim.
That really was very impressive for
Ferreira knocking in the basket. Labazo got the nice assist. A or excuse me, reverse that. It was Lamazu that hit the bucket and Ferreira that got the assist. As they say on Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, scratch that, reverse it. But the three-point ball by Lamazu, and she's a pretty good three-point shooter, 24% from distance on 21 attempts this season, averaging 8.5 points a game. Lamazu with the triple, Kniga with a couple of free throws, Ferrer with a field goal. That's the seven for Lawrenceburg. Marley Obermeyer, two deuces, and Lydia Haskamp has put the ball in the hoop once. That's the Batesville six. 5:33 to go, quarter number one. Driving down the left side of the lane, drawing Batesville contact. Natalie Kniga with some nice dribble penetration. She's going to go back to the line for her second trip here in the first quarter, Jim.
Very impressive work positioning-wise inside for Natalie.
Peters picking up that foul for Batesville. Bulldogs have three here in the first half. Kniga continues her nice run at the line here in the first quarter, made all three attempts. Does the broadcaster's jinx apply since I just said she was perfect? And the answer is yes. Send your cards and letters to yours truly, Bryce Kendrick, 808 Burgess Avenue. Second of two, no good. Batesville with the ball down two at 8-6. They do not feed it inside this time. Kathman tries her luck at a three. Missed that one. Off to the right, out of bounds. Tigers will get a team rebound, and they'll be bringing it up this way with 5:13 to play in the first quarter. Certainly a much closer game here in the first half than what we saw in the JV contest, Jim.
Absolutely. It was a runaway with a 20-0 shutout throughout the first half.
Yep. Batesville's JV, very impressive against the Tigers. Both of these two teams at the varsity level are very, very young. Lawrenceburg has no seniors. Batesville only one. So a lot of good talent will be around on both clubs come next year. There was a block inside. Tigers Kniga gets the rebound. She's running the floor. Dish to the corner was intercepted. Good hands there by Marley Obermeyer. Obermeyer shoveled off to Kathman, and Kathman walks it across at the 4.5-minute mark of this first quarter. Bulldogs with the ball trailing by two at 8-6. Looking right, throwing right. Sydney Campbell in the ball game. Campbell, a 5'9 freshman, seeing some playing time. Shot left, baseline by Batesville, missed. Offensive rebound, though, keeps it alive for the Dogs. Three-point follow-up, that one's no good. And the Tigers this time get the defensive carry with 4:10 left. Couple of bites at the apple there for the Bulldogs, but they were left unsatisfied. But the Tigers do commit a turnover right in front of Coach Mitchell Taylor of Batesville. So the Bulldogs will get it on the Tiger turnover with 4:03 left in the first frame. I'd like to say thank you to Affinity Graphics and Tees and George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, two of our great sponsors here on Country 103.9 WRBI. Bryce Kendrick along with Jim Williams, John Heil back at the station. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday night, December the 5th. Kind of a cloudy, dreary, rainy day today. Very nice here in the Tiger Den. Spinning and turning is Mobermeyer, and she hits her third field goal from that left side. She likes that spot, Jim.
She sure does, and we should note also that 5'11 Lydia Haskamp has checked in that last break.
Very good. Baseline jumper by Ferreira. Missed it, left it a little bit short. Rebound picked up by Gazelle. Gazelle takes it across the far side of the floor. Stops at the wing and will pass topside over to Obermeyer. Obermeyer feeding the middle. Good deflection inside. That was Labazo with some nice hands. And Labazo, though, comes up with a steal. Up the floor, three-quarter court pass, and the finish by Brooklyn Craig. Nice transition bucket there for the Tigers, who lead by two at 10-8. 3:05 remaining first quarter. Dribble right side, cut off at the free throw lane. Good defense there by the Tigers. No three taken by Kathman. Don't have any team stats for Batesville, so can't really give you any insight as far as who the top outside shooters are, or even top free throw shooters for Batesville, but we do have some individual scoring from the last couple of games, which will drop in from time to time. Ferreira drives, and that ball was knocked out of bounds by Batesville on the shot attempt. Lawrenceburg keeps possession with 2:38 to go. They're going to inbound it right below us. Not a bad crowd here on a Tuesday night in December. Everybody getting ready for Christmas. Ball fake three there by Craig. Puts it back on the floor. Ferreira feeds in the middle and deflected inside by Marley Obermeyer. Did a great job, Jim, stepping into the passing lane to knock that one out of bounds.
And it was a great steal a few moments ago, just before that play by Ferreira.
Yep. Both teams showing flashes of good defense here in this opening period. Tigers with the ball in a two-point lead at 10-8. Kaniga spinning off the elbow, caught up against a double team. Nowhere to go there. Nice defense by Batesville. Kaniga turned into a Batesville wall right there. But that pass goes out of bounds over the head of one Allison Peters. All 5'11 of her could not pull that one down. Too tall for her. So Batesville turning it over with 2:15 left to go in quarter number one. Thank you to Hurt and Elko and Fleetwood Chevrolet, another two of our great sponsors on Country 103.9 WRBI. Kaniga's pass out for Labazo. Quick pass to Ferreira in the corner. Quarter three missed short. Ball attempted saved by Lexi Elza, but she bounces that ball back into Obermeyer. Up the floor with the right side is Peters. Little Euro step to the lane. Blocking foul against the Tigers, Jim.
It was indeed, and second team foul.
And both of them individually belong against Brooklyn Craig.
They do indeed.
So while Batesville has three, their fouls are spread out. And Brooklyn Craig hogging all the fouls right now for Lawrenceburg. It's not something you want to do. Peters from the free throw line is good. She breaks into the scoring column. If she hits both of these, she'll tie it up at 10. Right now, the Bulldogs down one at 10-9 with 1:55 left first quarter. Peters hits them both. And the game against Connersville, the conference win over Connersville in that conference game, Peters had 13 points to lead Batesville that night. That was back on the 25th, a Saturday. Tied it up with her two free throws, but that was short-lived. Ferreira got the crier to roll in off the front iron. That's her second field goal of the game, and it's back to a two-point edge for the Tigers at 12-10. Buck 30 left on the clock. Opening quarter here at Lawrenceburg. Jim, one thing you can do, if you did not get your steps in today, if you want to take the headsets off as we watch a three from the right wing, you can get out here on the track and get the track going in between.
It is an impressive facility here at Lawrenceburg, Bryce, no doubt about it.
We got the game's potential first three-point play here as Marley Obermeyer has had quite the quarter. That was her eighth point. She was fouled in the act of shooting, so she could give Batesville its first lead, or excuse me, it would be their second lead if she can pull it off here. Right now we're tied at 12. And that one missed, so we'll stay even at a dozen apiece. It was Lexi Elza picking up that foul for Lawrenceburg. Her first, team's third. Officials talking things over. It could be about basketball, or it could be where they're going to eat after the game. You never know.
Each squad with only three team fouls through most of this first quarter.
Yep. And, Jim, we were talking about, as you're new to Indiana basketball, the high school basketball in Indiana, they've adopted the pro rule to where when you get to a fifth foul in a quarter, it becomes two shots, but the fouls do reset at the end of the quarter. Everybody starts fresh with a new 8 minutes on the clock.
There are no one-and-ones.
No one-and-ones. The only single free throw that you will see is following a made bucket. I think we had a possession arrow issue.
They're talking to coach about it for Batesville.
Mm-hmm. Mitchell Taylor is listening.
He doesn't seem terribly happy about it.
No. And, there's the arrow. So it was, there was a possession arrow issue. So that gives Lawrenceburg the ball. Next tie-up will give the ball to Batesville. We have 68 seconds left to go in the first quarter. It is a 12-12 ball game on the drive. And two shots coming up for Aubrey Labazo as she aggressively went to the rim right there. Kathman picking up her second foul. And one more will Lawrenceburg in that double bonus that we just talked about. Tigers hit the free throw. Labazo standing 5-4, 64% from the line on 22 attempts, averaging 8.5 points a ball game. Gives Lawrenceburg the one-point lead, making a two-point lead as she hit them both. Tigers have hit all but one of their charity tosses in this first quarter. Labazo with 5 points total. A triple and two freebies. Under a minute to go. Campbell gets it back out top. Working with the ball is Sainer. Crossover dribble, fires to the corner. Obermeyer trying to get it into Lydia Haskamp. You had mentioned, Jim, that she's listed as 5'11". You don't think she's 5'11".
She looks taller.
I would agree with you.
Because they've also got Allison Peters at 5'11". Lydia is not quite towering over, but yes, stands out.
Well, you know, as high school kids, you can have those quick growth spurts.
There you go.
Yeah, I went from like 5'2 to 5'8 from my freshman to my sophomore year. Didn't help my athletic career any, but I did grow some.
I stopped at 5'8".
Three on the right side was missed by Cindy Campbell. Offensive rebound for Batesville, but did they throw it out of bounds or did they get some help? They got some help. Evidently, that was Labazo got a piece of that. So a break there for Batesville with just under 22 seconds left to go in the first quarter. They trail 14-12.
And back in the game for the Tigers, or for the Bulldogs, rather, is Allison Peters.
Batesville running stack off the sideline, down off to our right. Ball in. Will Batesville play for the last shot or run their regular offense? Let's see. Obermeyer up top. Looks like regular offense. Clock ticking down to 10. Near takeaway right there. Did Kaniga get a foul? They did not. Kaniga will get the deflection off of Allison Peters, the last to touch. So a nice play there by Kaniga, forcing the turnover, giving Lawrenceburg maybe the last shot of the quarter. Inbound play will be started by Craig. Just under 9 seconds to go in this first quarter. Been a good first quarter of basketball here, very tight, as we thought this game would be. Off the handoff is Ferreira. Oh, big block up top by Kaniga, and the three is good. Ferreira played off, I mean, a serious screen by Natalie Kaniga. Fires a right wing three to end the quarter. The Tigers lead the Bulldogs 16-12 after one, and we're back in 1 minute on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Bryce Kendrick along with Jim Williams, John Heil back at the studio, and thanks to you for listening on this December 5th, an EIAC basketball game. Jim, we thought this would be a good one, 16-12 at the end of the first quarter. What did you like out of that first quarter?
I really like the hustle of the Tigers, Natalie Kaniga. She's been all over the place.
Well, you know, if she doesn't hustle, her dad being the athletic director and head football coach, she would probably be running gassers out there on the turf field right now at the pit as we speak.
And probably leading a lot of the boys, too.
Yes, no doubt. Dogs turn it over there on the first possession of the second quarter. Again, it's 16-12 at the end of one. Batesville got the first lead and led by as many as four at 6-2. Then the Tigers scored six unanswered to take an 8-6 advantage. After that, we had ties at 8, 10, and 12. And then Lawrenceburg scored the final 4 points of the first quarter to take that 4-point lead, 16-12. With possession of the ball and shooting again at the basket closest to us as we are broadcasting from one of the four corners of this gymnasium. And a good feed on the inside. The shot by Lexi Elza was missed. That was a nice inside look by Labazo on the pass. But the Tigers unable to cash in. Ball goes out of bounds. It's Batesville basketball.
Yeah, Bryce, we talked about hustle, and Aubrey Labazo has been all over the place as well for Lawrenceburg, really helping keep the Bulldogs close.
Yeah, and Labazo was one that I saw the last time and was really, really impressed with how hard she plays. Extremely fast. All right.
And by keeping them close, I mean staying close to them.
Yes. Lawrenceburg's going to show a little bit of pressure here. Now Ferreira backs off, and Nora Wiedemann, first time we've called the 5'4 freshman in the game tonight. She goes lob pass in the middle. That's the long and the short of it. 5'4 Wiedemann and 5'11 Haskamp, who is probably 6'1.
Easily, yeah, yeah, easily.
Bulldogs turn it over. Tigers get it back. Ferreira steps back. Ball handling there by Brooklyn Craig. Goes right back to Ferrer, who also just took one off the chin. They were really, really close when that ball was passed. Ferrer stopped it with her chin. Ball goes out of bounds. This one's going to stay with Lawrenceburg. Last touch by Batesville. Big thank you to Margaret Mary Health and JC Bank, a couple of our wonderful sponsors for basketball here on the Sports Voice, 103.9 WRBI. Ball kicked out of bounds by Batesville. Left-footed by Gazelle out of bounds.
And almost a minute and a half into the quarter, Bryce, no personal fouls for either squad this period.
And I'm sure both coaches are happy about that. Also, I've yet to see the biscuit put in the basket.
That too.
And Ferrer will not get it there. She ran into trouble as Claire Sainer just put her hands up and said, you shall not pass. And Ferreira did not. Lost the ball. Sainer able to pull it down. 6:05 left to go in the first half. Still a 16-12 game right where we left off at the end of the first quarter. How about a three? Step out three there by Obermeyer. She kept hitting those balls on the left glass. Goes for the three right there. Didn't come up with it. Tigers try to quickly transition, and a pass intended for the corner. Instead, found the trash can right below us.
Couple turnovers right in a row for the Tigers. They're going to want to curb that.
Yeah. And a timeout on the floor. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll go and keep it right here. Each team gets two 30s and three fulls in Indiana high school basketball. Zane White spending his first 30 here with 5:52 to go in the second quarter. Just not a lot happening here in the second period, Jim.
Yeah, it's a lot of action, but not a lot of points. Fortunately, not a lot of fouling either. But these two teams are certainly knowledgeable of what each other's going to do, no doubt about it.
Yep, they see a lot of each other, that is for sure. Other games going on tonight. Connersville at Newcastle. 1A number 10 Jacksonville is at Waldron. 1A number 13 Oldenburg down in my town of Rising Sun. Got a conference game tonight out of the ORVC. Milan hosting Southwestern of Hanover. South Ripley Inversales battling Trinity Lutheran. Edinburgh on the road at Greenwood Christian Academy. North Decatur made the trip tonight to Eastern Hancock. And Southwestern Shelby is visiting Knightstown this evening. That's the girls' slate involving our three local conferences and independent Oldenburg here on Country 103.9 WRBI. 17-footer, and that one spins in. Marley Obermeyer hits her first non-paint shot of the night. And that makes it a two-point game at 16-14. Obermeyer with 10 points in the first half. And she had 13 in the ballgame against Connersville to lead the Bulldogs in that EIAC victory on the 25th. Three-point bid missed, but Lawrenceburg with a long rebound. They'll try it again from distance. That one is good. Brooklyn Craig a little bit short. Labazo, though, right on the money. That's her second triple of the ball game, and it's now a five-point lead for the Tigers at 19-14. Spinning up top and contact. Well, they're going to get it for a double dribble. Double dribble, unfortunately, against Claire Sainer, the only senior for either team, and she'll give it away to the Tigers with 5:03 to go in the second. Wednesday night basketball, always a soft night in Indiana, but Lawrenceburg will be back in action tomorrow night. They will head to Northeastern up there around Richmond. And Rushville also out of the EIAC conference. They travel to Whiteland. Baseline drive for Ellie Fox. Get on the kickout pass. Three-point bid by Craig, no good. Rebound by Batesfield. Nice grab in traffic by Haskamp. Driving as Peters puts it up off the plate and in. Got a friendly bounce there off the flange. Peters with her first field goal. She has 4 points. Gets Batesfield within three at 19-16. Another three-point attempt by Craig. That's her third three-point bid in consecutive trips down the floor, and this one comes up well short and out of bounds. Craig must be feeling it. Three straight trips. She's tried to hit from 19-9. Unsuccessful so far, but a good three-point shooter. Sometimes you just got to keep shooting the basketball. She is the best on the Tiger team at 38% on 53 attempts. So that is a very, very healthy sample size. Spin in the lane. Right shot up. No good. Missed by Obermeyer. Ball is out of bounds. Obermeyer the last to touch. Halfway through the second quarter, Tigers leading the Bulldogs by three, 19-16. And, Jim, for the first time tonight, we're going to see by either team full court pressure.
Ooh, this should be interesting.
1-2-2, full court press. Tigers break it successfully. Kanika will try to take it the full way. Couldn't do it. That's because Lydia Haskamp got a piece of that ball and knocked it out of bounds. Good job by Haskamp to recover and prevent the lay-in by Kanika.
Looked like Natalie was fouled there, but then closer call by the officials on the floor.
Yeah, it was close. Tigers run four across and get the ball in top of the key to Ferreira. Ferreira right-hand dribble, crossing over. She'll pop a three. Front iron, back glass, but no net. Defensive rebound by Haskamp for the Bulldogs. Peters takes it to the right wing, gives it up, and the pass was behind Haskamp, who was cutting hard to the basket. That's a turnover. Ball fake and a shot blocked underneath by Gazelle. Gazelle getting a hand on the lay-in attempt by Craig and left all alone on the other end. Easy two, and it could be three as Lydia Haskamp is fouled after putting the ball in the bucket. So that brings Batesfield within one. Could be tied on a free throw here by Lydia Haskamp. Natalie Kaniga picking up that foul. It looked like her first, team's first, and that is a three-point play, and we're tied at 19. Great job in transition there by Batesfield. And a deflection inside. Nora Wiedemann getting the deflection, and Batesfield will push it the other direction. No shot from the corner by Maddie Haskamp, who's in the game. How about that is a three missed by Gazelle. Tigers with the rebound and a foul after the rebound. That's got to be against Lydia Haskamp. Let's see. It is. Each team with only one team foul here in this second quarter, so that doesn't appear to be a factor, at least not right now. Approaching the three-minute mark, tied at 19. Kaniga, nice baseline drive. That is the third block of this quarter by Batesfield. This one will belong to Sophie Gazelle. How about that?
That is impressive.
So Gazelle slaps that ball out of bounds. It will stay with Lawrenceburg, but three different shot attempts by the Tigers here in this second quarter have been slapped away by latest on that list of nice defensive plays for the Dogs. Shot from the left corner. Three ball, too strong by Labazo. Chased down the corner by Brooklyn Craig. Craig hands off to Ferreira. Left-hand drive, caught up in a double team. She just goes outside. Craig, no shot available. Steps around two defenders. High off the window, and I mean high off the window. Brooklyn Craig scores two. 21-19, Tigers by two with 2:34 left first half. Three ball on the way by Peters. Left it left side iron. Offensive rebound. Stick back is good. Lydia Haskamp there like Teddy the Bear. Ties it at 21. We've had at least six ties in this first half. I'll go back and check that momentarily. But first we got another foul, and this one is going to be against Batesville. Double four maybe. Indeed, it will be Lydia Haskamp, her second, team second. 2:16 left in the second. Tigers running the same play we saw moments ago. Four across, just on the opposite side of the basket. Inbounder, that is. Ferreira could not get freed up. Good defense out top by Peters. Coming out to say hello is Marley Obermeyer against Aubrey Labazo. Off the spin is Craig. Nice feet on the cut. Pass was a hair low, though, and Allison Peters gets down on the floor and ties it up with the Tigers' Lexi Elza. And the possession arrow favors Lawrenceburg, so keep it on this end of the floor with 2:02 left first half. We are even at 21.
And Bryce, Lexi really had the fighter's face on her for that one. She was going to get that ball.
Yes. Love it when they get after it. Tigers will run the corners off the lane on this inbounds play. Good ball fake there by Craig, but a good recovery by Wiedemann. Here's Kaniga, got freed up, laid it up with the right hand. Not exactly a layup, but she floated it up there, floated the ball up with the right hand from about 10 out. That's an offensive charge against Batesville. Taking the charge was Brooklyn Craig. She held position. Let's see what Batesville player got the foul there.
It was Nora Wiedemann, the freshman.
Only her first. Team now has three. Batesville back to that trapping pressure. They switched it up a bit, gone to a 1-2-1-1. And the Tigers again break it. That's a walk underneath. Yep, saw that. Lexi Elza all alone underneath, but had a little hitch in the giddy up there as she went for the lay-in. Just needed to stand and shoot and took an unnecessary step, and unfortunately for Tiger fans, cost LHS a couple of points. So Batesville gets it back. Again, we're tied at 21 with 1:39 left in the first half. Official Brian Voss puts the ball behind the end line. Batesville puts it in play, and here we go. 21 apiece, 90 seconds left in the first half here at Lawrenceburg. And Kaniga knocking the ball out of bounds. Right sideline inbounds play for Batesville. Took a while to develop, but they got it in. Gazelle up top, dribbles from our right to left. Takes a baseline, tries to get around Kaniga. Kaniga cut her off. Yeah, stepped on the end line. So Kaniga just kind of rode her until she went out of bounds, Jim.
And Natalie kind of turned around worried that she had committed a foul. But
that was my first thought, yeah. That was my first thought. But just a good defensive play right there, and Batesville ran out of real estate. Kaniga, quick pass, nice play to Ferreira. Tough shot, though. Batesville recovering. That ball rattles in and out. Up the floor with it is Wiedemann. Crossover on the dribble, top of the key. Now passes right side over to Obermeyer. Obermeyer passes to her left. Down to the corner they go to Gazelle. Gazelle out to Haskamp. Bounce pass over to Wiedemann. Wiedemann, nothing available on the baseline. Wiedemann gets it right back. Reversing the ball, Batesville. Feed down to the left block. Up and under is no good. Like the play there, they just didn't cash in. That was a shot attempt by Sydney Campbell. Ferreira spots up top of the key three. Left it short. Rebound Batesville. Half minute to go. Batesville is going to play for one here. I see Coach Mitch Taylor holding up that finger. Play for one. Spread them out. Five wide. 16 seconds left. And an offensive foul. Little push off there on the dribble by Batesville. Let's see who this is on.
Kaniga came in for the steal and was pushed away.
Yep. So Gazelle will wear that one.
Natalie kind of hit the floor hard on that.
She did. By the way, you are listening to Country 103.9 WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville. 4 seconds left. And, this is going to yield a couple of shots. We're going to see that five foul rule in effect here with 4.5 seconds left. And Wiedemann wears her second individually. Shooting is Craig for the first time tonight at the line. Craig is 78% free throw shooter on 36 attempts.
Makes the first.
Yes, sir. vying for her sixth point if she can cash in here, and she did. And Batesville will have 4.5 seconds to try to tie this game up, trailing by two. Tigers up a deuce. 4.4 left. Tigers pressuring to slow Batesville down. And with time on the clock, a three-quarter court effort by Nora Wiedemann fell well short of the mark. We've come to the end of the first 16 minutes of play. It is Lawrenceburg 23, Batesville 21. We're going to step aside for a 90-second timeout. When we come back, we'll give you some numbers from the first half. I'm Bryce Kendrick along with Jim Williams. And we'll send it back to John Heil back at the station. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
All right, during that last break there, Jim and I were exchanging homemade pie recipes. Jim, we're back here at the half. We said this would be a good ball game, and it is that. We're looking at a 23-21 Lawrenceburg lead over Batesville after 16 minutes.
It's a terrific game, Bryce, and I'd love to see these two clubs in the postseason because they have both got exceptional athletes out there. Super hustle in the first half from, I felt like, for the Tigers, Cameron Ferreira and Natalie Caniga especially. And Brooklyn Craig certainly came on with a couple terrific shots. Lydia Haskamp, I promise you she's over 6'1", or over 5'11", for sure. 6'1", I think it was a good figure on your part. Sophie Gazelle really put a lot into the Bulldog attack as well, and like a lot of the things that Claire Sainer did as the lone senior, which blows a lot of people's minds, of course, because you have so many kids in a high school. Can there only be one senior?
Exactly.
Well, it's a young team.
Exactly. Well, the biggest lead for Batesville in the first half was a four-point lead, 6-2. That happened early. Biggest lead for the Tigers, a four-point lead. That came at the end of the first quarter, 16-12. We've also had five ties thrown in. So it's pretty much everything that we wanted this game to be, Jim.
Very back and forth. Certainly great rivals. And it didn't seem like there was a whole lot of foul trouble out there either.
Right. And the fouls, for the most part, were pretty well distributed. Late, we saw some players pick up two. Wiedemann, Kaufman, and Haskamp for Batesville have two. Craig has two for the Tigers, but didn't really seem to impact either one of these two teams.
And we did notice an unusual one when Caniga was going in for a steal, then was pushed down by the Batesville player. That player is the one that got the offensive foul. I thought that was interesting. Hadn't really seen that happen before.
Yep. What else did you like in the first half?
The sheer determination of both these sets of girls, I think, is really impressive. They've been getting after this game, not like it's the middle of the season, but like it's the end of March, and you're really looking to do your very, very best. They are pushing each other. They clearly know each other's strengths and weaknesses and are trying to exploit the weaknesses, and both of them are holding their own with their strengths.
Yep, and it's this is potentially the first of two times that they could face each other, because in addition to being in the conference, and this is the one and only conference date between these two teams, they are also in the same sectional. So come tournament time, you could see these two teams matched up again.
So they understand that the result of tonight can be super critical come that month.
Yes. So it's good intel on this meeting, as they could be meeting later on in the season. Let's give you some individual scoring. We'll start with Batesville, because Marley Obermeyer, she really had a very impressive first quarter, finished with 8 points. And I jinxed her on the three-point play. She should have had nine, but I'll take the blame for that. She added a field goal in the second quarter to give her 10. That leads all scores. Lydia Haskamp picked up 5 points in quarter number two. She has 7 for the half. And Allison Peters, a couple of free throws in quarter one, a field goal in quarter two. That gives her 4. Again, the scoring for Batesville: Obermeyer 10, Haskamp 7, Peters with 4. On the Lawrenceburg side, 4 players have broken into the scoring column, led by Aubrey Labazo with 8 points. 6 of those have come beyond 19-9. She had a triple in the first and second quarter and added 2 free throws to the mix. Cameron Ferreira, all 7 of her points came in quarter number 1. She has 1 3-ball to her credit. You look at Brooklyn Craig, she has 6, 2 field goals and a couple of free throws. And Natalie Caniga was 3-for-4 from the line in the first quarter for her 3 points. So not many scoring, but as we mentioned, Jim, a very competitive ball game, and I like what we've seen so far.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a terrific game, Bryce, and each team's going to want to spread that scoring around, because only 4 players carrying the load probably is going to be hard to get a win with.
We are about a third of the way through the girls' season. Hard to believe, but true. When we come back, we're going to give you a breakdown of the conference standings of the 3 local conferences in girls' Indiana basketball. That's coming up after this 30-second timeout on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Again, here at the half, Lawrenceburg leading Batesville 23-21. Looking at the conference standings in girls basketball, again, we're about a third of the way through the girls season. Looking at the EIAC, which involves our opponents here tonight between Lawrenceburg and Batesville, Greensburg and Franklin County at the top of the conference with a 2-0 record. Both teams have only lost 2 games this season. Greensburg 7-2 overall, Franklin County 6-2. Of all the teams that we follow, Greensburg has the longest winning streak of any team. They have currently won 4 consecutive games. After Greensburg and Franklin County, Batesville and Rushville, each with a win against no losses. They're both hovering around the 500 mark. East Central stands at 1-2. And then you have Lawrenceburg, Connersville, and South Dearborn, who are all looking for their first win in conference play this season. The Tigers are 0-1. The Spartans and Knights are both 0-2. Out of the ORVC, Jacksonville at the top of the conference with a 2-0 record. They're 6-2 overall. 3 teams in the deadlock for second place. That would be Swift, South Ripley, and Southwestern. Rising Sun has yet to play a game. Shaw and Milan have yet to win one. Shaw is 0-2. Milan is 0-3. Finally, out of the mid-Hoosier, South Decatur and Waldron tied at the top spot with a 2-0 mark. South Decatur 6-4 on the season. Early on, South Decatur got some love in the 1A poll. They were ranked, I believe, as high as 12th. I don't think they're currently ranked. Waldron stands at 4-5. Hauser even at 1-1. North Decatur and Edinburgh have yet to play a conference game. Morristown 0-1. Southwestern Shelby at 0-3. So there is your rundown of the 3 local conferences. And Jim, in your new position as sports director at WRBI, you are going to become intimately familiar with all of this stuff.
Exactly. I'll pick them all up sooner or later, and I don't think I'm too bad on the pronunciations so far, having done a Milan in a couple other states and things like that, and I'm right in Osgood with the Jackson Dell folks. The thing I'm really interested in seeing is how some of these clubs go ahead and continue from here to get up on their opponents either in the leagues or outside, because from this point at the end of 23, they've got so much of 2024 yet to
yeah.
play in.
Yeah, but it goes by so fast.
Oh yeah. The trends are getting set now, and I would imagine both these teams, as close as they are, want to get something definitive tonight.
Yeah.
A 2-point victory, maybe an overtime game, won't really set that mark for opponents to really look out for the Tigers or the Bulldogs tonight. Somebody wants to make a statement in the second half.
All right. Well, let's see which team makes a statement in the second half, because, friends, we're about ready to get that second half underway. We'd like to thank a couple of our sponsors, Bruns Gutzwiller and SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, as we get ready. And, in fact, we have started our second half. The teams have switched ends of the gymnasium. Batesville shooting at the basket closest to us. Lawrenceburg traveling away to us towards US 50, for those of you familiar with the high school and the big Route 50 in front of us. Batesville with an early miss. Batesville then with an early make. Offensive rebound and putback by one Lydia Haskamp. She now has 9, and that ties the game for a 6th time at 23. Is it broken on a left wing 3? It is. Brooklyn Craig, I told you, she's just the type of player that just needs to keep shooting, and she did. She finally hit the 3. She has 9 points, and Lawrenceburg is up on top 26-23. Good pressure out there by Labazo against Kaylin Kaufman, and that a turnover is forced. Ferreira lost the handle at the basket and didn't get the clean shot underneath. However, I think the Tigers may have gotten bailed out there. Let's see. Yes. That got a little sloppy there under the basket by Lawrenceburg, but Batesville a little too aggressive going after the rebound right there, and a foul was called. As Ferreira goes to the line to shoot 2 shots, the foul was against Kaylin Kaufman. That's her 3rd, and she comes out of the ball game. Mitchell Taylor does not want to risk a 4th in this 3rd period for one of his starting guards. 2nd one is on the way, and that one is no good. So a couple of opportunities there by Ferreira. She came up empty. Tigers, though, lead 26-23. Batesville looking to close the gap. This trip down the floor, possibly tied with a 3. Cut to the basket there is Obermeyer. And this one she did not get. Another pickup inside, but the follow by Lydia Haskamp, no good. Ball is out of bounds. It's going to stay with Batesville. Good job there by Nora Wiedemann to kind of get in position. And actually, she blocked out 2 Tiger players from getting to that ball. And as a result, Batesville maintains possession. Nice play by all 5-4. Nora Wiedemann, who played like 6'4 and a linebacker right there, throwing a couple of blocks. Successfully kept 2 Tigers away from getting to that basketball, but how about the cut to the rim right there by Sophie Gazelle? Quick little step gives her 2 on the inside. That's her first field goal of the ball game.
And 66% shooting in the second half for Batesville.
So the Bulldogs off to a good start. Trailing by 1 now to the Tigers at 26-25. And I think we got us a block here. Somebody was a bit slow moving across. Let's see which Batesville player that is. Lydia Haskamp wearing her 3rd foul. Team 2nd, and she's going to come out. So, well, we talked about in the first half right there at the end, a couple of players with 2, and now those that had 2 of them have picked up a 3rd. That's a problem now for Batesville, and another 3-point basket by Brooklyn Craig, and kind of gives a fist pump right there as she said, finally those shots are dropping for me. 6 points for the Tigers in this 3rd quarter. All have come on 2 shots by Brooklyn Craig. Both from the left wing, by the way. She found her spot. I'm still trying to find mine. Inside look there for Sainer. Did not get the shot off because reaching in there and locking horns with her was Aubrey Labazo. That forced the turnover, change of possession.
That makes the second turnover this half for the Bulldogs, Bryce, and none so far for the Tigers.
Taking care of the basketball. Certainly any team's key to success. Running one-hander on the left baseline, Ferrer was missed. Nice rebound there by Peters. Peters, oh, the pass was there, but it slipped through the fingertips of Obermeyer. She did hustle to save that ball from going out of bounds, but when she slapped it back in play, Brooklyn Craig was there to pick it up for the Tigers. Effort was good, but the result favored the host Lady Tigers. 5:12 to play third quarter, 29-25 Lawrenceburg. Ball out of bounds stays with LHS. Ison's Family Pizza and Gehring's, two more of our wonderful sponsors on Country 103.9 WRBI. We have 14 basketball sponsors for you here for the 2023-2024 season. Wiedemann getting an equipment timeout, tying the right shoe. All is well, and ball's back in play. Kaniga splits the defenders, and that foul on the floor on Kaniga's dribble drive to the left side. Batesville going to get called for another one here.
Three team fouls already in the second half, Bryce, versus none for the Tigers.
And for Peters individually, that's her second. Ferreira taking the handoff. And now we've got a push off up top here. This one's going to be offensive, though. Little push on a screen.
Offensive foul and a turnover.
Yep. Mark that one against Ellie Fox. But as Jim mentioned, that only the first there for the Tigers. 4:56 to play in the third. Batesville with the ball trailing 29-25. Sainer, good feet inside. The spin by Gazelle missed it. Good look on the inside there for the Bulldogs. Nothing to show for it, though. Tigers now with a four-point lead, trying to make it seven with a three ball. Too deep. Ball tapped out of bounds. Should be Batesville ball. And no! Oh! Oh! Yeah, those you hear moaning are... they're moaning because they saw the same thing that I saw. I really think that ball was out on Lawrenceburg. So that's a break for the Tigers with 4:35 to play in the third quarter. Yeah, I really didn't think there was any question about that, but all depends on your vantage point. And Ferreira could not save it. Now somebody once told me, Jim, the ball never lies. It's going right back to Batesville.
The ball does not care. That's true. Three turnovers for each squad this half, right?
All right. Batesville trying to cut into that four-point lead. Tigers a short time. Well, they, 29-25. 4:17 to play in the third. Batesville ball out near center court with Wiedemann. Passes over near side to Obermeyer. She lets one go. Is that a two or a three? They say it's a... They're going to say it's a three? Now they got two on the board, so we're going to go with a two. I thought she was across the line, but for now we'll mark it as a two unless they change it. Obermeyer with a two. I did not see an official raise his hand up to indicate a three, so I do think it was a two.
Yeah, they did not.
Ferreira faking a long two, gets in the lane, contact, banks it off the window, and good. That was the J.C. Bank shot. Ferreira with her first field goal of the quarter. 31-27, back to a four-point Lawrenceburg lead, and a carry called against Batesville. It goes back to Lawrenceburg. Turnover by the Dogs.
That was the first two-pointer of the half for the Tigers. They had that pair of threes early.
Mm-hmm. Credit Brooklyn Craig for those. Tigers will bring it in after the Batesville giveaway. 3.5 to play third quarter. Nice little give down to Kaniga. Powers her way in. Shot hit the underside of the backboard and out of bounds. Got a little bit too deep. And I credit Sophie Gazelle there for some good defense. Kind of gave her just enough of a bump without committing the foul. It made that a really tough shot for Kaniga.
Yeah, hit the bottom of the backboard. That's darn tough. Yeah.
So Batesville will put it in. A little token half-court pressure by Aubrey Labazo. She will meet and greet her up, Nora Wiedemann. Right at the big tiger paw at center circle. That's a big Tiger ball.
That's huge.
And we got a tie-up call. And the tie-up force does keep the ball on the Batesville end of the floor, so no turnover there.
I'm not even sure if the folks that created the Tiger ball at Clemson University have a one that big on their court.
It's impressive.
It's major.
Yes. And that's a foul on the inbounds play. Easy call right there. Labazo will pick that one up. Team second. Her first. Oh, it's good to hear the PA voice of Matt Albright, one of the very best in the state of Indiana. Matt's been doing this a long time. I keep asking when he's going to retire. He says, I'm trying. They won't let me. Off the three-ball miss, Batesville with a nice offensive rebound. Did they get a second shot out of it? Let's see. Ran into some trouble, did Sydney Campbell. And she's going to get called for a travel. Good defense, trapping pressure by Lawrenceburg, forced that turnover by Campbell, I should say.
Five turnovers this half for the Bulldogs, three for the Tigers.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, two more of our wonderful sponsors. Bryce Kendrick joined by Jim Williams tonight here in Lawrenceburg for this EIAC matchup. Been a good ball game throughout. 31-27. Tigers on top by four. Good feed by Labazo and nice defense inside, but the ball goes out to the Tigers. Hands by Sophie Gazelle. Batted that ball away. But Lawrenceburg, right place, right time to pick up the loose ball and keep possession. Like the play by Gazelle, though. And what's this all about? We got us a whistle. Well, this is a dead ball foul. This is before the ball was even put in play. You don't see that very often.
And that is going to be on the Bulldogs.
Yeah. Give it to, looks like Wiedemann just picked up her third. And Batesville is one away from putting Lawrenceburg in a double bonus for the rest of the quarter. Craig, good feed down to Kaniga inside. Craig, beautiful assist, and Natalie Kaniga gets her first field goal of the game. She has 5 points and stretches the Lawrenceburg lead, their biggest of the game at six, 33-27. Dribbling out of trouble is Haskamp, and then lost the ball in the lane, but gets it right back. Hands off the ball, the shot missed by Marley Obermeyer. Rebound Tigers, that's Labazo. Good scrappy play there by the Bulldogs, but no points. Tigers have it with 1:40 to go, leading 33-27. We're in quarter number three. Zane White changing the play for Lawrenceburg. Playing off a Kaniga screen. The runner by Craig kisses it off left glass for two. Well, that worked out just fine for the Tigers, and Coach White is going to spend his second timeout. We will go ahead and keep it right here. 8 points in the quarter by Craig, and her eighth point gives Lawrenceburg an eight-point lead at 35-27.
3 of 4 shooting from two-point range for the Tigers so far, Bryce, and 2 of 3 from the three-point arc.
All right. Tiger cheer team down there off to our rights. They were warming up right behind us as we were getting our gear together. One thing that they do, Jim, and it's not something that we cover on WRBI, but it's one of the two local holiday tournaments that come up right after the first of the year. It's the Rivertown Classic at South Dearborn that involves Lawrenceburg, South Dearborn, Rising Sun, and Switzerland County, which is an old sectional when they didn't have class basketball. Those four teams were in that. So that's kind of how that got started.
Just because they were all neighbors.
Yeah. Yes. And one of the unique things about that tournament is that they have a cheer competition.
Ooh, yeah. Cool. Love
and,
those.
That is actually, it's very well attended. It's always entertaining. And that's something that they do on Friday nights.
The place to show all your spirit.
Yes. Yeah. It's very well done. Good feed outside in, but the shot missed in by Haskamp. Batesville's had a couple of good looks inside, and the Tigers, Cameron Ferreira, got called for steps. Standing all alone in the backcourt, just did not handle the ball well there and gets called for the turnover. So a break for the Bulldogs, trailing by 8, 35-27 with 1:06 to play in the third.
Good rebound followed by the turnover.
Yep. Spinning is Peters. Kick the ball outside to Obermeyer. Good pass by Obermeyer for the short jumper that drops for Lydia Haskamp. She has four in the quarter, 11 for the game. And it's now 35-29, stopping a run of 6 points there by the Tigers. 45 seconds left in the quarter. Craig out of left wing, greeted by a couple of Bulldogs. Three ball, right side is good. Tigers out past the defense right there, and Ferreira dropping the triple. That's her second three of the game. She has five for the quarter. 38-29, a nine-point lead, Lawrenceburg's biggest of the game. Batesville could use a make and carry a little momentum into that fourth quarter. Did not come on the three. How about the two on the follow? Yes. Off the miss by Obermeyer from distance. Gazelle was there to clean it up and stick it back in for two. Gives her 4 points in the game, all coming in this fourth quarter. Batesville spending a 30-second timeout. And again, we'll keep it right here. But that tightens things up a little bit, Jim. It's a seven-point game.
Yeah, what a sequence it was, Bryce, with the three going down for the Tigers. And that's three of four for them from long range in this half versus no three-pointers going down so far for Batesville.
Yep. So let's see what type of defense Batesville employs here against Lawrenceburg with 12 and a half seconds left. I'm sure that Coach Mitchell Taylor is going to want to try to slow the Tigers down as much as possible and not give Lawrenceburg a clean look. Maybe they are fortuitous and force a turnover, and they take the final shot of the third. We'll see how it plays out here, but Batesville definitely going to bring on the pressure, as we thought they would, and try to make it very difficult for the Tigers to navigate the floor of this final 12 and a half seconds. Free run of the baseline here for Ferrer after the Batesville timeout. Ferrer will stand her ground and pass the ball into Craig. Labazo with it, left-hand dribble, crosses the timeline, 6 seconds left. Being guarded out top by Haskamp, Maddie Haskamp that is. Labazo's pass deflected away by, but she got it right back. That brings us to the end of the quarter. So Batesville holds, but Lawrenceburg leads by 7 with a quarter to play. Lawrenceburg 38, Batesville 31. We're back in 60 seconds on Country 103.9, WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. For over a century, JC Bank has offered banking, investments, and trust services to South Central Indiana. And there's exciting news for Decatur County. JC Bank is opening soon in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street. Whether you need a high-interest savings account or a mortgage, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
We appreciate our good friend John Heil back at the 103.9 WRBI studio engineering the game tonight. You can also catch John Heil doing some broadcasts on many of the Batesville boys games with Terrence Arney. In fact, they'll be calling a game coming up this weekend, I do believe. Yes, they will be in this gymnasium. Batesville boys visiting Lawrenceburg to take on the Tigers. It's coming up Friday night. Kaniga lost the handle, almost went in, just kind of threw the ball up after losing it. She's got a huge grin on her face. She said, wow, that almost went in. Just, I don't know, it looked more like a volleyball set than a shot. And it almost went down, but it did not, and Batesville got the rebound. Batesville with the ball, 30 seconds gone in this fourth quarter. Dogs trailing by 7, 38-31. Labazo almost picked the pocket of the Bulldogs. Break for Batesville, driving inside. Obermeyer likes that spot, missed it, though. Loose ball on the floor. Good hustle on the rebound by Kaylin Kaufman. And then, though, a traveling call. So after all that, Batesville will give it back on a turnover. Lawrenceburg will take it out of bounds with 7:15 to play in the game. Inbounding it will be Craig to Labazo. couple of quick, feisty guards for Coach Zane White. Labazo, lob pass to Caniga, elbow outside to Ferreira. Passed on the three, drives baseline. Good choice on the dish off. Nice decision there by Ferreira. Got it to Caniga. I like that, Jim.
Absolutely. And, Bryce, in this half, the Tigers are 4 of 6 from two-point range.
Yes, very efficient are the Tigers shooting here in this second half, and that's a big reason why they're up 9 at 40-31. And that's a reason why Batesville is down 9 in the second half. Turnovers have been a factor here in this second half of play. Just gave it back. Lawrenceburg threatening to get a double-digit lead on this trip down the floor, leading 40-31, tying their biggest spread of the game. Feet on the cut, nothing available. Top side is Craig. Labazo, right-hand dribble, gives it up to, who is that, Ellie Fox? We missed Fox there for a while. She's back in the game. Three will not fall. Rebound fought for. Tie-up is called. As it appeared that Sophie Gazelle and Natalie Caniga said, you got it, I got it, I got it, you got it. Neither one of them had it. Joint possession, ball favors Batesville, as the arrow flips in favor of the Tigers on the next jump ball possession. Good deflection into the backcourt by Labazo, and Labazo trying to hustle and chase down that ball. Tried, though, to go through Kalen Kaufman, and you can't go through a player to get the basketball.
They call you for a foul for
that. Yes, and that's exactly what happened. Love the hustle right there, but it did cause Labazo to pick up a personal.
Only the Tigers' third of this half.
5:55 to play in the game. A little high-low setup right there, and they're going to get Lawrenceburg on the foul.
Another one quickly.
Yeah. Fox picking up number 2. Also the team's second of the quarter. Batesville in need of a bucket, trailing by 9 with 5:50 to play. On the drive, that'll get it done. That looked good from the word go. Sophie Gazelle with a nice drive and the deuce. 6 points, and Batesville's going to spend a timeout. Is it a 30 or a 60? It's a full timeout. We will spend a 30 right here. With 5:44 to go in the fourth quarter, Lawrenceburg 40, Batesville 33. This is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. From accident victims to premature babies, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure blood is available when it's needed. On Tuesday, January 9th, join Margaret Mary Health and Hawksworth Blood Center for a blood drive held in a donor bus outside the hospital. Before donating, be sure to eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of fluids. To schedule an appointment, call 1-800-830-1091.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Eskinder with Jim Williams, 5:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Tigers lead by 7.
And Bryce, coming into this fourth quarter, the pace for the second half had been set by the Tigers shooting 3 of 4 from the two-point range in the third quarter and 3 of 4 from three-point range. Now, the Bulldogs are starting to get some more shots here in the fourth, but they haven't been making them. They're 0 for 2 so far.
Well, Batesville in need of putting the biscuit in the basket to close the gap here, as the Tigers have been hanging out around the 7 to 9 point lead mark for a while. Certainly the defensive effort by Batesville has been strong, but they've been struggling on the offensive end, not making baskets, and also turnovers have been a factor. Tigers doing a nice job breaking full-court pressure. They've done that several times tonight. Ferreira, good ball fake, pops and shoots from 12, missed it. Ball lipped out. She gets her own rebound. Hustle play by 23. Ferreira, a big shove, cross-court, goes to Labazo, and Labazo got rejected. Oh, my, Sophie Gazelle got all of that basketball. And Gazelle gets the offensive bucket on the other end. Assist by Allison Peters. Defensive play by Gazelle. Offensive bucket on the other end. That's how you do it. 40-35, your score. Batesville trying to come back here. It really looked for a while there the Tigers were going to push the lead into double figures. Never happened. Going to get a blocking foul against Batesville. Let's see who it's on. Oh, that's a big one there.
That was on Kaylin Kathman.
Uh-huh. That's number four. So she comes out with 4:52 to go. 5'7" freshman guard has struggled tonight with fouls, that's for sure. I think she was the very first player to pick up two, and she was also the first to pick up three. And unfortunately, the trend continues. She's the first to pick up four. Tigers work off a high screen by Caniga. Tried to set up a pick and roll right there, but it was well defended by Lydia Haskamp. Three ball missed by Ferreira, and a defensive rebound there by Batesville. Picking up the long carom was Gazelle. Batesville could make it a three-point game, and it is. Wow. Transition bucket there by Marley Obermeyer, but that was a great team effort by Batesville. All of a sudden, a six-point run by Batesville, and it's a two-point game at 40-38. Or 40-37, excuse me. Three-point game. And the Tigers are going to take a timeout. It is a full, so we will step aside for another 30-second break. Kids, we got us a game. 4:08 to go. Lawrenceburg 40, Batesville 37, back in 30 on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
I'm out taken by Zane White, the Tigers, as Batesville Gym on a run, and it looks like shooting is starting to pick up for Batesville.
Yes, sir. From the field, Bryce, it is Batesville going 2 of 3, in 2 of 4, rather, in this fourth quarter, and Lawrenceburg has gone cold at only 1 of... only 1 of 3 for the first 4 minutes of the quarter.
Heat is on.
Indeed.
Music played in the background there. Matt Albright has it all. He's got sound effects. He's got tunes. Got the voice that anybody with a microphone would like to have. And a sparkling personality, too, Jim, let me tell you.
Sparkling.
He's,
all right.
He's a good guy. He really is. Under 4 minutes to go, Tigers with the ball, leading 40-37. And Ferreira being challenged out top. Ball goes out of bounds. Officials are looking at each other, and they're going to keep it with Lawrenceburg. It was 23-23 right there. Gazelle, a little bit of a boot right there. Lawrenceburg puts it back in play. Oh, a little slip, but a nice job by Craig to keep the dribble alive. No travel right there. Great job by Craig to save the possession. Labazo trying to run the top of the arc right there. Could not get around the defenders. Ferrer with a shovel pass over to Craig. Craig, again, nowhere to go. Good defense by Lydia Haskamp. Tell you what, those two players on the interior, Haskamp and Peters, those are two tough kids to get around. There, that's like moving a couple of walls right there. They stand tall and stand firm. Tough to get around them. Tigers running some clock here. I don't think that's by design. Credit Batesville's defense for really making it difficult for Lawrenceburg to attack the basket. And bodies all over the place. Batesville comes up with a Lawrenceburg turnover. Shot missed inside. Rebound went to Peters, who missed the shot. And then Peters was fouled. Give her the credit for the board. Don't think we have any shots here. Let's see. Are they going to give her a shot opportunity?
Give her two.
Yes, they are. Wasn't sure if the follow-up was truly a follow-up or not, but the official said yes, it was. So Peters is going to get two free throws here at the 2:47 mark. Chance to continue this six-point run. Didn't happen on that free throw, though. First one missed by Peters tonight. She's now 2 of 3. Made both of her free throws back in the first quarter. One more here to try to make it a two-point game. And that one didn't go, but an offensive rebound. Sophie Gazelle, bounce pass, shot up inside by Nora Wiedemann. Wiedemann sneaks in there and gets a two. Her first two of the game, no free throws, but a field goal by Wiedemann makes it a one-point contest at 40-39. And there's a turnover by the Tigers.
Second straight turnover for Lawrenceburg. And those were the first two free throws of this half for Batesville.
Yeah. Batesville has come from a nine-point deficit. Tigers hit the first field goal of the quarter. That was by Natalie Kaniga. Since then, you've had field goals by Wiedemann. We just had that. Gazelle's hit two, and Obermeyer has hit one. 40-39. Eight in a row. And it could be more as Ferreira is going to get called for the foul on the shot attempt by Marley Obermeyer. Obermeyer will be shooting two. Only Ferreira's first foul. This is a two-shot foul. Fourth in the quarter against the Tigers. That has nothing to do with the shot here. It was a foul on the shot attempt. And nice job by Obermeyer, who hits her first free throw of the night. She had one other opportunity. That was at the end of the first quarter. She had a three-point play opportunity there. Did not cash in. But her first free throw here ties the ball game for a seventh time and makes it a Batesville lead at 41-40 as Obermeyer puts them both in from 15 feet away. Bulldogs now by one. A 10-0 run here in the fourth quarter for Batesville. 2:08 to go. In the lane, lost it. Another turnover by the Tigers. It's almost as this quarter has been the exact opposite of the third. Turnovers by Lawrenceburg. Missed shots by Lawrenceburg. Ball control by Batesville. Shots falling in for Batesville. It's the exact opposite in quarter number three. Batesville continues to make a nice run here in the fourth quarter. Tigers, though, looking to take the lead back. With the ball, down one, 41-40, not going to happen. Steal by Gazelle. Does she get the lay-in? Oh, that's a hard foul. That is an intentional, and that's two shots as Kaniga went hard into Gazelle. And they're going to check on Gazelle here. And she is still down by the Tiger basket. The officials are going to talk about this.
Kaniga is still on the floor. I'm guessing whether she remains is what the officials are talking about.
Yeah, it was that was a hard foul, no question about it. Mm. Clock is stopped with 1:26 to go, and Gazelle is up. She's going to be assisted to the sideline. I don't think she'll be taking the free throws here, so Mitchell Taylor will be able to designate somebody to come in to take those free throws, and it's an ejection.
Yep.
It's a technical foul against Lawrenceburg. An ejection has been called, so it'll be two shots on the foul and two technical free throws for Batesville, plus possession. I think I got all that right. So an unfortunate turn of events there for Lawrenceburg, and the question will be whether or not Batesville can take advantage of it. They are going to get four free throws plus possession of the basketball, up one, 1:26 to go. 41-40 Batesville. These will be the free throws associated with the foul. Then we'll have the technicals, and then Batesville will be giving the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Kaylin Kathman shooting free throws. And Kathman, as we mentioned, she was on the bench with four fouls. That is who Coach Mitchell Taylor brought in to shoot the tosses that were supposed to go to Gazelle, and Kathman makes good on the first one. Kathman looking for one more. Right-handed shooter, in and out, no good. Does she stay at the line? She could shoot the technicals, too, or are they going to switch it up?
And they're giving him the ball out of bounds, not shooting.
I thought that was a shooting foul. Okay, well, my mistake. They're going to say it was a foul before the shot, so And I can see that. So Batesville does shoot two free throws. They have possession. They lead it by one, 42-40. And they... Obermeyer with a two-point basket. Obermeyer continues her nice night with 18 points. And my goodness, it is now a 13-0 run by Batesville. They lead by 4, 44-40 with 1:11 left. We are going to spend our final 30-second timeout of regulation, and we'll be back right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim, as we come out of the timeout right now, you need possession of the basketball in order to score the basketball. Lawrenceburg's not seeing that here in this fourth quarter, are they?
Exactly right, Bryce. In the fourth quarter, the shooting from the field on two-pointers is 4 of 6 for Batesville, only 1 of 3 for Lawrenceburg, where the Tigers had been in command earlier in the game.
Well, Batesville, as we mentioned, 13-0 run, 44-40. Both teams, by the way, have two timeouts, 1:14 left on the clock. Batesville, 2-1-2 full-court pressure. This is the third different defensive full-court look we've seen by Batesville tonight. Tigers, again, though, break it. That's one thing they've done well, but then they get the ball in the front court, and they throw it away. Pass was too high.
5 turnovers this quarter versus 1 for Batesville.
Yep, that has been a major factor, no question about it. Now the Tigers are going to put on full-court pressure. 68 seconds left in the game. Batesville trying to put the ball in play, leading by 4. 44-40. And we got a holding on the inbounds play. That's the second time tonight, Jim, that we've seen a dead ball foul on an inbounds play. And it's going to go against... it's going to result in 2 shots because Lawrenceburg has put Batesville into the double bonus.
Man.
And who will be shooting? It appears it will be Kalen Kapman, who was 1 out of 2 on that last trip.
They charged it to Aubrey Lavazzo.
Uh-huh. Batesville shooting 2 the rest of the way. And the free throw was good. Kathman 2 of 3 in the quarter. 45-40. Second one up, and that one's short. Rebound tapped. It is out of bounds. Ball was tapped into the hands of Lexi Elza, but her momentum carried her out of bounds. Batesville gets it right back. Break for the Bulldogs. 14-0 run by the ladies in royal blue. 65 seconds left. Inbounds play to Wiedemann. Wiedemann trying to dribble out of trouble. Pass was low. It's out of bounds. It's Lawrenceburg basketball. Good pressure there by Lawrenceburg on the opposite side wing as we look at the floor here.
And only the second turnover this quarter for Batesville.
Yeah, they've done a good job protecting the basketball. That was not the case in the third quarter. Left-hand dribble by Ellie Fox and contacts little pushy Chevy, says one of the men wearing the zebra-striped shirts. All right, so Allison Peters will pick up her third, only the team's second. Batesville sitting pretty good as a team regarding fouls. Individually, it's been a struggle for a couple of players, but in pretty good shape here in this fourth quarter. And they're going to commit one right there, and that's not what you want to do. You don't want to commit a foul at the end, offensive player makes the bucket, and that's exactly what Cameron Ferreira did right now. She could cut this to a two-point game here. Give her the field goal, the hoop. Does she make the harm? The free throw is pending with 43.9 seconds left. Fourth foul on Lydia Haskamp, by the way. Ferreira's free throw is good. It's a two-point game, 45-43. We have a timeout on the floor.
We do.
Yeah, Lawrence Spurs got a timeout. They're going to take a full timeout. And we're going to go ahead and keep it right here. 45-43 your score. So the three-point play by Ferreira is the first points since Natalie Kaniga's two-point hoop to open up very early part of the fourth quarter. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. And this has been such a great time, Bryce. Why don't we do it again in 48 hours? What do you say?
Okay. Well, you will. Unfortunately, okay. I will not.
Oh, sorry about
that. Yes, I was hoping to be available on Thursday night, but I have to. I have at my job.
Oh, actual yes. job.
Yeah,
oh,
yes,
well.
we had a little change that required me to be around much later than I was planning on being at work on Thursday. So.
Well, we will have Franklin County in North Decatur, one way or another, on Thursday. But pleasure working with you for the first time, Bryce.
Absolutely.
And man, what a contest it is. For my first in Indiana, I love it.
It's been a good night of basketball. We mentioned the computer ratings coming in, and Batesville on a neutral floor, about a 3-point favorite, but we usually give a 2 to 3-point nod for the home team, and that drew the teams even. And we're looking at a 2-point game here with 41 and change, and another foul on the floor. This one against Lawrenceburg. So the Tigers right now are going to try to trade free throws and field goals. They stop the clock quickly, and it appears Allison Peters will get her crack at the basket. She missed her two tosses earlier this quarter, but made a pair back in the first quarter. That one is no good. Now, regardless of the outcome of this free throw, it will remain a one-possession game. Peters, though, will try to stretch it to three, and she did get the second one. 46-43. Labazo takes it up. Ferreira on the left side to the free throw line. Down to 33 seconds. Ball out of bounds. Tigers threw it away. Credit some good defense there on the right side of the floor by Marley Obermeyer and Allison Peters. That kind of redirected Ferreira of the Tigers.
And what a critical turnover it was, the sixth of this quarter for the Tigers. That kind of spells exactly where we are now.
Yeah. When you're down time is running out, every possession is critical, and the Tigers have had another giveaway. And almost coming up with a takeaway was Brooklyn Craig, but a whistle called before that happened. And a Tiger foul will put Batesville at the line with 25 seconds to go. That foul goes to Reagan Cecil, who may be in the game as the designated fouler for the Tigers. Free throw is up and good. Allison Peters now has hit two straight at the line. One more coming up here, and that one is good. Yeah. 23 seconds to go. 48-43 Batesville, trying to cut it with a three. Oh, wow, she hit it. Brooklyn Craig from the left wing, about a foot off the line, just absolutely drained a trifecta. It's her third of the game.
Oh, my.
And that three-point hoop makes it a two-point game at 48-46 with 15.8 seconds left.
And Bryce, in the first half, the Tigers shot 75% from three, hitting 3 of 4. That is their first of three in this second half.
Wow. Brooklyn Craig knocked two triples down in the third quarter.
Wow.
She hits one here in the fourth, the biggest one of the night, no question about it. 6, 12, 14, if my Ball State math is correct, that's 17 points for Brooklyn Craig to lead the Tigers. And leading the Bulldogs is Obermeyer. She has 18 points. We'll give you, of course, the rundown of all the individual scoring and team stats coming up in the postgame show, so don't leave when this one is over. The question, Jim Williams, is will it be over in regulation or do we see extra time?
You can do a lot in 16 seconds.
Yes,
and George Ball was a smart man. I mean, came up with a lot of legendary things, including jars and everything. And even the big arena in Denver is named for him now.
Oh, I didn't know
it's
that.
It's Ball Arena, you
How
bet.
How about that?
With new aluminum cups all the time. Very cool.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Full court pressure by the Tigers. Batesville, job one, get the ball in. That was successful. Now they need to get up the floor. And Peters will not get that opportunity because the Tigers are going to call the quick foul. You knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah.
Seal the inbounds. If that doesn't work, got a foul right away. And
timing is everything. Yeah.
And the designated fouler, Reagan Cecil, has committed her third. So Cecil comes in, does her job. The question is, does Peters pad the lead?
Ooh.
She hits the first one, tickles off the front iron, drops in to make it 49-46.
And that's four in a row for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and all four of those, Jim, by that young lady at the line. Does she make it five straight? She does.
Yes.
How about that by the 5'11 junior? That's stepping up, making the shots in the fourth quarter. With that, she extends Batesville's lead to a two-possession game at 50-46 with 12.4 seconds to go. As Jim mentioned, be sure to be back with us on Thursday night. It'll be Franklin County and North Decatur. Looking forward to have that game for you. Girls matchup. Franklin County's off to a good start. Saw North Decatur. They had a nice game when I was out there the last time. What other games are going on Thursday? We didn't talk about Thursday's schedule.
It's a big schedule, too. Look at that.
East Central at home against Columbus North. That's a sectional rival game. EIAC game at Greensburg. The Pirates hosting South Dearborn. South Ripley, an ORVC game. Inversales against Shaw. Southwestern Hanover, a non-conference matchup. They traveled to nearby New Washington. South Decatur will be at home in Westport, taking on the Hauser JETS Jets. One local boys game on the schedule Thursday. Southwestern Shelby will be playing at Tri-High. 12.5 seconds left. Tigers put the ball in. They trail by four. And Batesville, that's a smart play. They had a foul to give right there. That'll eat some time off the clock. Tigers will have to put the ball in at half court. Like that call right there by Mitchell Taylor. You got 10.1 seconds left on the clock. Individually, that went against Maddie Haskamp. And the ball will be put back in play by Lawrenceburg just on the Batesville side of the half court stripe. 10 seconds left. Tigers down four. Batesville trying to hold on after a great fourth quarter comeback. Deep three, missed it, out of bounds. Batesville ball, 2 seconds left. Batesville simply put the ball in play without a turnover, and the Bulldogs will come up with their second EIAC win of the season and snap a 7-game losing streak to Lawrenceburg. Ball's in play, Tigers will not foul, and that's it. What a fourth quarter comeback by Batesville, trailing by 9 at the start, down 40-31. And they rattle off 14 unanswered points. They go up 45-40. Hang on to win by four, 50-46. Great win for Mitchell Taylor and the Batesville Lady Bulldogs, who improved to 6-4 overall, 2-0 in the conference. Lawrenceburg slips to 3-5 overall and now 0-2 in the EIAC. Jim and I will be back with the stats and wrap this thing up after this two-minute timeout on Country 103.9 WRBI.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
We are here for you
at George.
charges, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
Thank you very much, John. Back here one final time here at Lawrenceburg, where Batesville, an impressive final 8 minutes of play, defeat the Lawrenceburg Tigers 50-46. Jim, you've been working feverishly on the stats over there. Thoughts on what you see in front of you?
Well, I've got a little more figured out here in the second half, Bryce, and a couple of key factors kind of jump out for the Batesville Bulldogs. They were 5 of 7 from two-point range in the first half, then 4 of 6 in the second half, but on the free throw line is where it really happened. They didn't even shoot a three-pointer in the second half, but they were 7 of 10 on the charity stripe. When the Tigers gave them an opportunity, the Bulldogs capitalized. For the Dogs, they were 2 of 4 from two-point range in the second half and only made 1 of 3 from three-point territory. The Tigers also only had one free throw in the second half, and it went down. They turned the ball over 6 times, however, and that was really critical for them, where the Bulldogs cut their number of turnovers from 5 in the first half to 3 in the second. But, yeah, that free throw stripe was super critical for the Bulldogs and their victory, and, wow, what a comeback it was.
And I will spell that out individually here in just a second, but we'll first start with the individual scoring for Lawrenceburg. Two players finish in double figures. Brooklyn Craig, 17 points. She had 3 three-point baskets in the ball game. Cameron Ferreira finished with 15. They were followed up by 8 from Aubrey Lavazzo and 7 by Natalie Caniglia. Again, leading scores for the Tigers in double figures. Brooklyn Craig with 17. Cameron Ferreira with 15. Going bottom up for the Batesville Lady Bulldogs, 2 apiece from Nora Wiedemann and Kayla Kathman, 8 points by Sophie Gazelle, 9 points by Allison Peters, but she had 5 consecutive free throws down the stretch when Batesville was making that late run, and her free throws were what put Batesville ahead and ahead to stay. So she finishes with 9 points, but none bigger than 5 consecutive makes in that fourth quarter by Allison Peters. In double figures, Lydia Haskamp scored 11, and Marley Obermeyer led the way with 18. So again, Obermeyer with 18, Lydia Haskamp with 11, the top two scores for the Batesville Lady Bulldogs. Batesville the winner tonight over Lawrenceburg, Jim, 50-46.
What a contest it was. I am stunned and excited about my first Indiana ball game. My gosh, if they're all like this, I'm going to have to see a cardiac specialist or something.
Well, if you don't get a good game on Thursday, then you can blame it on whomever your partner is.
Okay. Yes. I like that plan.
I'll take credit for this one, all right?
All right.
Jim,
good deal.
Pleasure working with you. I look forward to doing it again.
Bryce, thank you a lot. You too.
All right. And big thanks to John Heil back at the station for all of his hard work. Always a pleasure to work with John. We'd like to thank the host AD, Ryan Kniga, the coaches who spent time with us in the pregame show, Mitchell Taylor, Batesville, and Zane White of Lawrenceburg. Don't forget our next broadcast is indeed on Thursday night at North Decatur, the Lady Chargers hosting the Franklin County Wildcats. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Affinity Graphics and Tees, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Hurt and Elko, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Margaret Mary Health, JC Bank, Brunsgutzwiller, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Ison's Family Pizza, Gehrings, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Great Plains Communications, and Ivy Tech Community College. One more time from Lawrenceburg. It's Batesville 50, Lawrenceburg 46. Until Thursday night, for Jim Williams alongside Bryce Kendrick saying thanks for listening and so long, everyone.